and will slowly start to come down onto all fours. We'll step the right foot to the outer edge of the right hand, keeping your left knee on the mat, and you may want to step your left leg back a little further so you're not resting on your left kneecap. Breathing here with the hands to the inner edge of your right foot. And if you have more availability, if you're a little warmer today, you can start to come down onto your elbows. Never forcing this option. It's just there for you if you need it. Sounded breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. And as you inhale, you can come back up to straight arms. Walk that right foot to the center between your hands and bring your palms up onto your right thigh. If this is a comfortable space for you to be in, just stay here. And if you have a little bit more availability, you can lunge forward a little bit more, peeling your chest away from the thigh. Another option is to interlace the fingers and reach your arms up high overhead. Be mindful that this loads a lot of weight into the low back, so you don't want to push it. Breathing for one. Open up the chest. Breathe two. Taking one more sounded breath. And as you exhale, you can bring your palms back down to the mat to either side of the right foot. Step your feet back, coming up into a high plank position. And then we'll very slowly lower down over the next 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, taking your upward dog or cobra position. And exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Pedaling out the legs here, breathing. And from here, you can start to come down onto the hands and knees once again. Stepping the left foot to the outer edge of the left hand. You may notice that one side of the body feels more open than the other. Not trying to force an equalization between the two, but it's just something to notice. As before, if it's appropriate, you can come down onto the elbows. And we'll breathe here. From here, you can come back up to straight arms if you're not already there. And then we'll start to move the leg back to center, taking your hands onto your left thigh. Begin to deepen your lunge, breathing deeply. Optional, you can interlace the fingers, trying to cross the opposite baby finger in front this time, and lift your arms up high overhead. Reaching to the ceiling, breathing deeply. Sounded breath. Try to lift your heart up and back. Good. Take one more deep breath, reaching up. And then exhale to bring your arms back down. Hands flat to the mat. Take a nice big step back into a plank. And again, we'll lower down very slowly for 3, 2, 2.5, 1, and come all the way down to the belly. In this position, we'll prop ourselves up onto the elbows, taking your elbows directly under your shoulders, hands out, shoulder distance away from you. Coming into Sphinx pose, and we'll soften the heart through the window of the upper arms. This is a really nice variation if you have a tight low back and you just need a little bit of time spent in your back bend to open up here today. If things are feeling really open, then you can actually take your hands a little wider towards the outer edges of the mat and start to press your arms straight, coming into seal pose. This will lift more of your torso up off of the mat. But again, it's a deeper variation, so you just want to make sure that you're not feeling any whisper of tension or pain. Sounded breath. And then we'll soften all the way back down. This time we'll bring the forehead back down to the mat, and we'll walk the hands out behind you beside your thighs with the palms face up. I want you to imagine that someone were standing very gently on your hands, so you can't lift the backs of the hands up, but you're pressing them firmly into the mat. And then someone's just sitting across your back, so you can't lift your torso. The only thing that's available to lift here is the legs. So begin to reach your feet back as far as you can, and then start to point the toes and lift your legs, lift your knees up a few inches from the mat. The hips are staying grounded. The torso stays down. Backs of the hands pressing firmly into the mat to help lift your legs. Breathe. You'll need to pull the navel in and up towards the spine, towards the ceiling. And as you exhale, you can lower your legs back down. Now this time, someone's sitting on your legs can't move. Your torso is the only thing that can lift. The hips and the hands are grounded. As you inhale, begin to extend and lift your torso up, lifting the shoulders off of the mat, reaching the crown of the head forward. And breathe for 3. Good. It's a tiny lift, but it's very profound. It's a lot of core strength that's needed to do this. 2. Now keep your shoulders lifting, your torso extending forward. Now we're going to lift the legs, lifting your legs as you did before. Toes pointed, reaching, and think about trying to get tall, getting long on your mat. The backs of the hands are still firmly pressing into the floor to help lift you up. Breathing here for 3. Good, sounded breath, 2. One more. And exhale to come all the way down. Bring your hands beside your shoulders or just underneath them. As you inhale, you can move up through a cobra or an upward dog, whatever feels most appropriate. And then press yourself immediately back into downward facing dog. From here, look forward between the hands. Step, hop, or float your legs through. And we're going to come to lie down on the back. As you lie down on your back, make sure there's nothing behind the head, so you don't want to be resting on your hair clip or a pillow or anything like that. You want your spine to be contacting the floor, hips down. And then bend both knees, taking your heels directly under your knees, feet hip distance apart. As you inhale, begin to peel the lowest part of your spine away from the crown of the head, peeling your tailbone down towards your heels, and then start to scoop your hips up, coming into a low bridge. Hips lifting towards the ceiling. The tendency is to want to clench the bum here. See if you can release instead. We want to use the thighs as you breathe for 2. Good, lift up, soft bum, 3. Lift your hips high. Notice when the tension comes into the glutes and release it. One more breath. As you exhale, come all the way back down. If that was more than enough for you, feel free to just repeat that. And if you'd like to go a little bit further, we're going to work on finding the inner legs and the inner arms in this position. So set your feet up once again, hip distance apart, knees directly over the heels. As you inhale, start to lift your hips up, scooping them up towards the ceiling. And turn the palms face up, down by your side. As though someone were standing on your hands, once again, inhale, start to reach your hips up higher and take your arms straight up overhead. The hands should pass over the shoulders. Come all the way overhead towards the floor behind you. And the second your hands touch down, flip them back up. As though someone were standing on your hands, you would need to move through that resistance. Lift your arms up. Once again, they will pass over the shoulders. And bring the hands all the way back down by your side. You can repeat this a few times, inhaling and exhaling with sound, feeling that resistance, deep, deep breath. And the next time your arms come up overhead, reaching them down towards the hips, come all the way down, bringing the low back to the mat again. Good, you can start to windshield wiper or let the knees fall from side to side once the hips are rested comfortably. Good, we'll take one more breath. And then we'll bring the soles of the feet together and the knees wide apart, Supta Baddha Konasana. If the legs don't easily touch down to the floor, feel free to roll up some towels or use your yoga bricks to support your knees. We'll take the arms overhead to catch hold of opposite elbow or bicep. We'll just take 5 deep breaths. From here, draw your knees into your chest. We'll roll over to the right side, slowly peeling yourself up. We'll come back to all fours. There's 2 options here. If you are familiar with side plank, then you're going to do this with straight legs. If side plank is a new posture for you, then keep your knees down to begin. We'll keep the left knee in contact with the mat, and then we'll start to straighten the right leg out behind us. Coming to the inner edge of the right foot, finding your balance here, start to reach your right arm to the ceiling. Those of you who are doing the full version of the pose, you're just going to come to the outer edge of the left foot with both legs straight, side plank position, deep breath, reaching the right arm to the sky for 1. Sounded breath, 2, 3, 4. And 5. Switching sides. If you're doing this with your right knee on the mat, The right knee stays down. You're extending the left leg out behind you, coming to the inner edge of the left foot. Left arm reaches up, breathing one. Your version of side plank, two. Three. Four. And five. Slowly come back to center through plank and lower all the way down to your belly. Point your toes, optional to move through upward dog and downward dog, or just move right into child's pose. If this is the end of your session for today, spend a few breaths in child's pose and hopefully a few minutes in Shavasana if you can spare the time. Otherwise, rest in child's pose and we'll move on to our last sequence.